And Rick, appreciate you coming on here to chat this with us because, you know, you heard the warnings earlier off the top of the show coming from Dr. Fauci saying that this could likely get worse. We are obviously tracking the transmissibility that looks far worse here for Omicron relative to Delta. I mean, how do you see this going over the next few weeks as we all try and battle this one?
Well, there's a few things that we have to know. First of all, while Dr. Fauci continues to focus on the contagiousness of the disease, one of the things that's being downplayed that I think is very important for people to know is that the Omicron variant has less severe infection rates. In fact, we've seen mild to moderate infections in people in terms of outcomes. And so a lot of the medical community, epidemiologists and others, are coming together talking about changing the context, changing the focus, that it's possible with the doubling time of Omicron that many more people will be exposed to it, but what will be the impact in the healthcare systems? And the other two things that are playing out, and I think very nicely, is that beyond vaccines, treatment options are becoming more available. You saw the FDA approve two with Merck and Pfizer, new treatment options, one being a protease inhibitor, that will keep people that are vaccinated and unvaccinated out of the hospitals and from developing severe infections. And I think that's actually going to be a game changer for this. And so when we change the context, it's likely that the medical community will start to come together to refocus this from being a pandemic to becoming endemic.
Yeah, that's kind of the surprising nature of this, too, right? When we talk about how quickly Omicron's spreading, you also have perhaps the silver lining there that a lot of this could end quicker than people realize. Some forecasters, I saw Funstrat trying to track the data that came out of South Africa when we first saw Omicron, saying that this could be over by, I think they said January 9th in terms of the peak and drop down nationwide. So we're waiting to see on that. But to your point, we did see the White House come out and basically say, look, if you're vaccinated, you can weather this storm. If you're not, be careful for what could come. And I guess, you know, to further the point we were discussing with Anjali, there are two different storylines out there for the vaccinated and unvaccinated. What should the warning there be for people who are worried about this latest surge?
Well, listen, everyone should by now talk to their doctor about becoming vaccinated. The other thing, Zach, we have to keep in mind is that next week the Supreme Court's going to be ruling on some of the Biden administration's mandates that have forced both corporations with over 100 employees and healthcare workers, where currently there's a patchwork of different state rules and federal rules being applied in terms of vaccinations. And so with the treatment options being approved, you see really no good arguments being made by the Biden administration to keep mandatory vaccinations coming down the pike. I think, again, with the data that's very surprising and real and impressive with 90% effectiveness with the treatment options, I think you'll see less focus on vaccinations. But more importantly, you'll see a real strategy to finally end the pandemic among COVID.
Yeah, and we're also, I guess, seeing this play out on the stage, the largest stage, when it comes to sports. You've got the NHL, who recently shut down or began their holiday break early. You've got the NBA and the NBA and the NFL both trying to do all they can, but they're seeing their positive test counts rise as well. I mean, when you look at those sports leagues, I guess it's basically the perfect example to be using what you're talking about, because some of them are going the shutdown route and some of them are going we're going to loosen our testing guidelines here. What do you see as the right path forward in this new normal as you see it?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, even beyond just sports, look at the political arena. You had Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Cory Booker, and many others testing positive with COVID, having breakthrough cases. So the truth is, our new normal will be that people will become exposed to Omicron and other variants. But the more that people develop antibodies and, you know, fight against the infection, I think our new normal will be living with COVID and not having those major outbreak through cases where it ends up in hospitalization or severe infections. And we'll continue to see mild to moderate symptoms until it, you know, fades away.
So just to hit the point a little bit further there, when it comes to, I guess, the way that the NBA has been testing and moving forward, I mean, you think that that's behind us now, kind of the worst of what we should expect with some of those interruptions? I mean, the Olympics aren't too far away either.
That's right. Well, you know, again, it's going to depend on what the supply is going to be with the new treatment options. I think once those start to roll out, and, you know, I haven't seen a plan put in place by the Biden administration to open up supply of Paxlovid and other EUA-issued treatments. Once those are made available, yeah, I think that there's going to be a chance where we're going to be able to put this behind us. At least that's what the prognostication is for the next month, I'd say.
All right, we'll leave it there on the optimism. Rick Mehta, Georgetown Health Law Professor, appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Be well.